on Gabella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
This woman is appearing on our show for the very first time. She's got a brand new special that is on Comedy Central. Joining us now for the very first time is Jessica Kearson. Hiya, Jessica.
How are you?
I am well. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm never great, but I'm okay. You know,
okay.
I used to go, I'm good, but that's a lie. I'm never good.
I happen to know, because I did some research on you, that your mom is a therapist.
Yes.
And most of the comics I know at one point in time have, of course, spent serious time with a therapist.
Yeah.
Why do I get the feeling that your mom is not the person you turn to?
Well, that's so funny. Yes, my mother's a therapist. I've been in therapy since I'm 8 years old.
Uh-huh.
And she's always done therapy with me without even asking. So she'll do, like, energy work on me, and I'll just hear her, like, she'll put her hands over me and start doing. So I'm like, you can't just do that. You need your, you're psychologically molesting me. I went to her for advice a lot, but it wasn't the greatest thing to do. Like, this is a true story. I told her I was constipated, and she said, that's because you have a lot of resentments. And I was like, what? And she's like, you have a lot of resentments, and when you let go of them, you'll poop. I'm like, if I let go of all my resentments, the town will float away. I'm in rage.
So growing up, if you had like a cold or something, was there a weird remedy that she would give you?
Well, there was a reason why, and it was normally something that had to do with me, like being my fault.
I see. Not to make this a female comic thing, but one of the funniest things I ever heard a female comic say on stage was she came out on stage and said, oh, God, it's a female comic. Right?
Yeah, I do that, too.
Right? I lost it over that. But did that make it tougher for you? Because, for me, I love comedy. I don't care who's making me laugh. I don't judge somebody on their sex. I judge somebody on their jokes. Right?
I love that.
Did you run into those problems that, like, you know, just because you were a woman?
Yeah, I mean, it's so funny. I feel like there's this thing, like, it's just something that someone made up years ago.
Mm-hmm.
That women are funny. I don't know where that came from. It's kind of like, you know, I'm Jewish. It's like all Jews.
Oh, that's
Jews.
A surprise.
Like, oh,
you
not
know,
true.
I would have never noticed that you were Jewish. It has nothing to do with your accent. Nothing
right.
Like
my
that.
I just
figured, you know, at best, maybe, you know, Unitarian, but that was really
right,
about
right.
It.
No, I know, not because I'm negative.
No.
Complain. Yeah. I'm not cheap. So that's another generalization.
Uh-huh.
That's not true.
What have you spent the most money on?
Food.
Okay.
Food and drugs. This is not a joke, just to be funny. Number one, drugs.
Right.
Number two, food.
Right. Prescribed drugs?
Oh, no. I mean, sometimes from three doctors. Whatever I can get.
I see. Drug of choice?
Oh, God, that's a really... I'd say marijuana was the biggest one, but also I love pills. Those are great. Those are very easy to be secretive with. Cocaine was a nightmare because I would just, you know, I would be like, is it my turn? And I was alone. That's really a problem. That's not a good situation.
What were you like with Quaaludes?
I never got into Quaaludes.
Well, you might be too young.
I wish I did. Yeah, I think I like started right after that. But
uh-huh.
I loved ecstasy.
I was going to ask. That was my next drug question.
That was my favorite. I the last time I took it, I ended up motorboating my Aunt Sheila. And she had brisket all over her chest. But I really, I love ecstasy. That's
this interview's getting too hot for me.
I'm excited, too. I did ecstasy and mushrooms at one time.
Oh,
that was called an MX missile, and that was amazing.
In what setting?
I was at my mom's house.
Oh, my God.
Totally true. This is an incredible story. My mom was away doing a seminar, and I had all my friends over, and we were basically having, like, a drum circle in her living room crying and then laughing. And then I called my mother because I was freaking out on the drugs, and she talked me down from them. And we did breathing exercises, and then I got grounded.
Jefferson Kearson is appearing on Comedy Central on all of their platforms, and she's got a brand new special called Talking to Myself. Jessica, I hope we see you in the studio sometime. Please come to Philly.
I would love that. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much for joining us. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.